Begin the current daf Masechet Erev and daf Tezvav. Begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the theme of the previous daf, discussing the halachas and the criteria of the lechi of the side post, which is put on by the topper, the uppermost part of the mavah, which opens up the fourth wall into the Rishus Haram, which doesn't have a wall. So we place a lechi over there, side post, which serves to remind us or serves as a halachic wall on the fourth opening, which is open to the Rishus Haram, and that will make a kasher mavah. So our Gemara begins a discussion. Itma. Lechi ha'oimim me'elav. Regarding a lechi that's standing there by itself, which basically means to say that it wasn't put there with the purpose of to fulfill the institution of rectifying a mavoi, which means it wasn't put there, it just happened to have been there. What is the halacha? Is that a kasher lechi or not? That is, we have a regular mavoi here, again, open, closed on three sides. The fourth side is open to Rosh Hashanah. Now we have to put a side post. It just happens to be that there's one there. Does that rectify it, or do we actually have to put it there? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Abaya Mabaya says Havelachi, it is a kasher lechi. Rava Amalai Havelachi, Rava says it's not a lechi. You didn't put it there, it does not have that halacha. And the Gemara explains, Heichad lo simchin ole me'etmol, where they did not rely upon this lechi from yesterday, meaning from Erev Shabbos, to serve as a lechi. For example, in such a case where there was a different lechi before Shabbos, and then on Shabbos, the one that we had relied on fell down. Now we're like, what can we do? Oh, look, there happens to be something that's standing as a side post. Maybe that could kasher. There, no one argues. That's not going to be a kasher lechi, because it doesn't serve to fulfill the purpose of a lechi if it wasn't relied upon and established, at least in one's own mind, to serve as a lechi. Ki pligi heichad esamchin ole me'etmol. The chalikis between Abaya and Rava was regarding where, although they didn't create it, they didn't make the structure, but before Shabbos, it's probably like, wait a second, there just happens to be this tree here that's right by the opening. It has the dimensions and what seemingly criteria of the lechi. Let it be the lechi, in spite of the fact that we didn't make it, but they want to rely on it from already before Shabbos. There is where the machlokes is. Abaya mehava lechi. Abaya says it's a lechi. Dosam chinu lemeadim, because you rely on it. You don't have to actually make the structure. You have to have something that's there with that, those dimensions, and we're designating it for it to be this, serve the purpose of the lechi, and it's there. Rav amar lo have a lechi. Rav says, no, it's not a lechi. Kivin de mikara lava daiti de hachavidi, since it wasn't initially created that way with that intent to serve as a lechi, so lo have a lechi, it's not a lechi, even though now I want it to be that, but since the structural purpose of this structure was not made with that intent, therefore you can't just go ahead and make it into a lechi, it has to actually be built for that purpose. Now, so nothing more explains that. Kosoka Daitech, we had initially thought, us, those who were making the Gemara, the ones who were discussing these halachas, that Kihichi de Pligi Belechi, just like Abaya and Rava argued regarding this lechi, the side post, which is that you didn't make it for that purpose, but it just happens to be there, and it can, of all intent and purposes, it could serve as a lechi. Now we want it to be that, although we didn't make it. There's where we have Machlokes and Abaya and Rava, could it fulfill the purpose of a lechi? Pliginam Mechitza, that they also argued regarding partitions, walls, that if they were there, they just happened to be there. And now we need to create a certain domain or Mechitza between two different areas. Look, it's there. Let's go ahead and utilize it to create this domain or whatever it is that we want to. That would also seemingly be Tali in this Machlokes and Abaya and Rava. That according to those that say that it would work by a lechi, although I didn't go ahead and create it that way, but it's there, and therefore I could utilize it, same thing would apply by mechitza, and if you hold it doesn't work by lechi, it won't work by mechitza either. And therefore the Gemara goes through a bunch of questions that seemingly show difficulties with Rava's opinion, that Rava says that it won't work, will show many proofs that it seems to be that mechitza would work, even if you didn't actually create it, but it just happens to be there on its own. Toshima, we learned in the Mishnah in Sukkah. If someone makes a sukkah between the trees, and the trees are not only that it's between the trees, but the trees are the walls. And then you go ahead and you make schach on top of that, it's a kasher sukkah. Now that seems to be not like Rava, because here the walls obviously weren't made like that. The trees happen to be there. And then look, but they fill the dimensions and the criteria of a wall, and then you put schach in it. Good. You have a bona fide kosher sukkah. That's not like Rava, who says you actually have to make it. And that the Gemara gives this teretz, and they'll give many of this same type of teretz in the later rayas, the hocha mayaskinon shenitan mitchil lekach. It wasn't just happened to be there. The trees were planted with that intent and purpose. Like everyone knows, sukkahs comes once a year, and you have to be prepared for it. But we don't want to actually build a wall, so we're going to plant the trees in this certain shape to be like a four walls, and then every year I'll just put the schach up and have a beautiful yard with trees. So therefore, that's why it serves a purpose as a mechitza, because it was actually made for that. But if it was there on its own, then you're right, it wouldn't be a good mechitza. And that the Gemara asks, Ihachi Pshita. If that's the case, the way Rav is answering, that it was actually planted with that, so then what's the chiddush of that halacha by sukkah? Of course it's kasher. It's like making regular walls. You just planted it and created in that form. So what would be the chiddush in that? And that the Gemara says, "Ma'ad teima ligzer dimel asi lishtamush shebi ilan." That I would have thought to say that it should be usher to use the walls of the sukkah through trees, because then you might come to actually use the tree, which that is usher, because you might go up on the tree and you're going to rip off something from it on Yom Tov. Therefore, I would thought to say that, although you're right, they're good mechitzas, but they can't be mechitzas for using it as a sukkah, because people used to put stuff on top of the schach and you come to climb up on the tree, which is an iser. Therefore, we shouldn't allow it to be used as walls. Kamashmon, that was a chiddush to say. Not the chiddush was that they're walls. Of course they're walls, because it was planted, it was made for the purpose of being walls. Chiddush was that you actually had to use them for the walls of a sukkah, and we're not concerned that you're going to come to climb on those walls, which are the trees. Toshima, another ride the Gemara brings, which is from the second parak in this Masechta, which is relates to the topic of Pasi Birois, which are the walls that are created, which are special leniency that the Chacham made regarding the wells for those that would make the pilgrimages, the Oil Regalim. They would come up and they would have to feed their animals water. And the problem was that there was no water that was accessible because the waters were in these wells. And the wells were within an area of Rishus HaYachid because they were 10 tefachim deep. And if you would have to draw it out, you would take it into Rishus HaRam. So regarding that halacha, there was a certain kula that they allowed certain leniencies in the halachas of partitions. That they allowed these partitions called diyumdin, as we're going to explain, on the four corners of this area. And therefore, that was able to make it into Rishus HaYachid. And you pull out the water, you're only going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, not leaving it into the area where it was in the Rishus HaRam, as the Gemara brings. Hayisham Ilon, if there was a tree over there, a gather or a wall, a chitzis hakonim, or a wall made out of reeds, which basically means were that the way they were structured, these reeds, were that they were attached one to the other, and that's how it was planted. Either way, whether it's a tree or a wall, or these reeds that are created as if they're a wall, nidoin mishum diyumid, they have the halachic status as these diyumdin. Now, what is diyumdin? The Gemara later on in the second paragraph explains, diyumdin is a contraction of diyu amudin, which basically means two poles. That is, like two walls. You have one wall, which seems like two. It's basically like a V shape on the corners of this of the area of the well, which was made, as Rashi says, in those Rashi's days, they had like these pipes that were like V-shaped, basically has the water to be able to go through. It has two sides. And it's facing, this V is facing two different directions at the same time. That is, if let's say it's on the southwest, so then it's facing the south and it's facing the west. So therefore, when you make four of these diyumdin for the four corners, so then every side has a mechitza of two amas on either one of the corners. Some Rashis have that picture that you have a well, which is that circle in the middle, and then you have this squared area around it. Now the four corners are covered. You have an amma on each corner. That was enough that Chazal made, although there's certain things which are missing in those mechitzas, which generally would not work to create a domain. The Rabban had certain leniencies for that diyumdin. But either way, what the Raya the Gemara is bringing is that this tree or this wall or whatever it is, this chitzas akonim, which was not obviously made for that, it just happened to be there, that will work as a diyumdin. So therefore, if you have, let's say, a tree in one of the corners, and the tree takes up space in the south and the west, will be an am on each corner, that will work as a diyumid. Now, how can it be a halacha of a mechitza, according to Rava, if it wasn't made for that purpose to be? It just happens to be there. Obviously, see, not like Rava, that a mechitza that's nasim eileha, that it is considered a kosher mechitza like a bayim. Now, the Gemara says, no, chamayiskinan sha'asim mitchilakach. No. We were creating these highways, these public areas, and we knew about this heter of the Eilur Golem. So we planted the tree with that intention to fill that dimension of the Diyumir. And that's why it's going to be considered Kosher Mechitza. But of course, if it just happened to be there, it would not be good. And that the Gemara asked, as it asked before, Ihachem Aikamashman, said, then what's the Chiddush? If it was planted for that purpose, so then it's a bona fide Mechitza. It doesn't mean that you have to actually build it with nails and hammers. You could build it by planting it there. And that the Gemara says, Kamashman, and it's teaching us a different Chiddush, a different din. Chitzas hakonim kona poches meshleishet tzvachim. It's teaching us one of those cases was the case of this wall made out of the reeds, which is specifically a case when you have reeds one after the other in an area less than three tzvachim from the other one. Kedeboi minei abayim rabba, like Abaya asked from Rabba in the second parak on Daf Yates, and that the chiddush was that even in such a case, that will be considered a kasher mechitza, will be kasher as a diyumid, as this corner, these two corner, this V-shaped corner, that will be a mechitza on either side, even though that was a question that Abayah asked, that is the chiddush why we're saying this halacha, as a rabbi had answered him, that it's going to be considered a kosher mechitza. So Toshma, again, the Gemara tries to bring a raya. We learned in the Braisa, Ilon ha-mesech al-arz, regarding a tree that hovers, that covers over the earth, that is, the branches are leaning over, are covering over, very close to the earth. and that is the tips of the branches are less than 3 tefachim from the ground. However, the base of the tree, that the trunk is attached to the ground, that height of the trunk goes up 10 tefachim. And now the branches lean over and they're, so to speak, like walls. It's like a roof and the wall coming over to the ground. So it said in the Braise, im ein neufe gvoim in the arz gimot tefachim, if the branches, now that they're leaning over, if there's not more than a space of 3 tefachim from the tip of the branches to the ground, then metatlan mitachtam. Then you're allowed to carry underneath it because it's like a full-fledged house. It has a roof with the branches and it has walls, which it's being created because it's coming all the way down to less than 3 tefachim from the ground. So therefore you have the halacha of lavid. The gedoyim are not biking by the goats cannot get through it. So therefore we view it as a full-fledged mechitza. Now that's obviously difficult to Rava, who Rava said that mechitzas have to be created for that. And no one created the branches for that purpose. So how could it have the halacha of mechitzas? Now the Gemara says, Nohachanam ma'iskinan, here what we're talking about, shenotim tchil lekach, this person, he wanted a treehouse. He wanted this area to be able to use it as a reshus hayachid. So then he planted it with the purpose. He knows that the way these trees grow, they have certain type of branches and it comes down. Either way, since it was planted for that purpose, that is why you'll have halacha of mechitza. But if it just happens to be, you're right, it will not have the status of mechitza. That the Gemara asks, if it was planted for that, so therefore it should be like a full-fledged mechitza. See, hachil talta bakulis, and you should be able to carry totally in this area of underneath the branches of this tree. And but if that's the case, Allahumma amr Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, ein metaltin l'boy ela beis asayim, that you're not allowed to carry underneath the area of this tree, only up to a limit of 2 saws. And that is, if this hakif, that we said, it said you're not allowed to carry in it if it has an area more than 2 saw, and that is the Gemara will learn from the Chatzar HaMishkan, which had the dimensions of 50 by 100, so that's 2 saws, that's the shir the Chacham gave for every hakif, every area that's enclosed, that's prepared, but not prepared totally. It doesn't have full-fledged mechitzas. For example, what's learned in this parak, if there's a mechitza that doesn't have shasi v'arv, it doesn't have horizontal and vertical lines creating the wall, or let's say it's just vertical sticks or horizontal strings coming around, that's not such a great wall, although it's permitted to an extent, it's only permitted up to a base sasayim. Similarly, if let's say it was hukaf, it was enclosed the area, but it wasn't enclosed for adira purposes. Not for dwelling, it was enclosed to keep stuff there, whatever, but not for dwelling, as the Gemara in the second parag will talk about, that although we permitted it, we considered it halachically as rishus hayachid, only up to a shir of beis hasayim. So here also, the question of the Gemara is, if it's talking about, as we had assumed, that it was oymin me'elav, it just happened to have been there, so that makes sense, because since it wasn't made for that, so Rabbanan gave it up to a shir of beis hasayim, that the tree is not a full-fledged house, it is mechitza to an extent, just like shasi without arev, or without shasi, or regarding the area that's enclosed, but it wasn't closed for dwelling purposes, so we allow it only up to beis hasayim. But according to the way we're saying now that it's full-fledged mechitzas, the way Rav is answering, because he said that it's not to the kachos planted for that, so then it should be permitted even more than beis time. It's a regular full-fledged wall, which should permit even more than beis time. And the Gemara answers that although you're right, but mishum da have a dirish tashmish la'ave. The difference is that here the tree, it's a domain that its purpose is for the ear space. And that is, you're right, that it was planted with the intent to be walls. And it's really a hekif adira. It was enclosed for people that want to sit under the tree, and therefore it should be even more than beis hasayim. So why'd we let only beis hasayim? Because this dira under this tree was not made for the internal ear space. It wasn't meant for inside of it. Rather, it was meant for the ear that's out of that area, which is for those who would watch the fields. They would sit there and they would be there only to protect from the sun that was on the outside. So therefore, it really wasn't made for it itself. It was just meant as a measure for what's outside of that, which is for those who really wanted to be outside in the fields. And it was for them to be protected from the sun, so therefore they would come in. So really it's tashmisha is for aver, not for dwelling purposes. And therefore, v'chol dirisha tashmisha l'aver, ein metaltin bo, and any dwelling that its intention, that the dira purposes, was only meant for the ear space out of it, there you're not allowed to carry ela beis hasayim, only up to beis hasayim. As the Gemara in the second parak will teach us in the Braisa, that Rabbi Shimon Lazar says a general rule, that in the ear space, the aver, but that its purpose is for deer purposes, so though it's not really a house, but it's meant for dwelling purposes. For example, a deer, a sahar, a muktzah, a chatzah, as the Gemara in the second paragraph will explain, let's say a backyard or a front yard, where although that's not a deer, it's really ear space. But it's an ear space that's meant for dwelling purposes because people in the house use it. So then even if it's yud korim, it's permitted to use it, that we will consider it as if it's a rishus hayachid full-fledged. However, any dira, that is, it is a dwelling, it is where people stay. This person is staying under the tree, but its purpose is really for airspace. For example, what's called burganin shebesadis, these huts that are out in the fields, which is, although it's like a house, but it's not meant for a house per se, it's meant as a measure for really what's outside. Then we say it's only permitted up to Beis HaSayim, but more than Beis HaSayim, it's usur, because the reason why it's not a dira, although in a sense it is because al karchoy of the person, against his will, he's there. He doesn't really want to be here. It's only here so that it's not there. So it's really a response to what's outside. Versus by a chatzar, although that's really aver, but since it's really only here because of what's inside, because of the dira, it's meant as a subsidiary, as a tuffle to that. Therefore, the aver that's for dira will be like a dira, but a dira that's for aver will have halacha like an aver, and that's why you're only allowed to carry under this tree, although it was not dilakach. It was made for the halacha of being like a wall. Still, it's made for aver, and that's why it's only permitted up to Beis HaSayim, and not more than that. Toshima. Again, the Gemara tries being a raya. Litna Brais is Shavas Betal. If someone spends Shabbos on a mound, that is when Shabbos started, that's the moment when the person inquires what's called Shvisa, where his halachic location is for that Shabbos. He was on top of a mound, so Shehu Gvoya Asar, which was 10 Tvachim high, which, as the Gemara says elsewhere, that what's called good asik, we view the walls of this mound, although there's no actual walls, but since the walls of the mound have 10 tefachim, we view it as if virtually they go up around him, and therefore he's considered surrounded and encased in the area of walls that are 10 tefachim high. And also that, so it has the dimensions of Rishus HaYachid in the sense that the walls are 10 tefachim high, which again is underneath him in the mound, but we view it as if it's protruding up. And the area is up from 4 amas up to Beis HaSayim. Similarly, V'chein B'neka, the same thing applies to a cleft, a hole in a large crater, for example, in a rock. Shehu Omek Asara, that it's 10 tefachim deep. And again, this also has the dimensions of Rishus HaYachid, that it's from 4 Amos up until 2 Sa'asayim. And similarly, the Kamakatsura regarding the harvested grain, the Shibaylis Makibis, and the stalks are surrounding it. And that is that he left around this area that was harvested, he left the standing grain there, and that we're talking about that the stalks are 10 tefachim high. So regarding all these three cases, which basically share the same criteria, that they have the walls of 10 either in height or in depth, and then has an area of 4 amas up till 2 sasayim, mahalach es kula v'chutzala apayim amas, that you're allowed to go the whole entire area and out of it up till 2,000 amas. And that is essentially all these cases really share the same criteria, that they have the walls of Rishus HaYachid of 10 tefachim either in height or in depth. And they also have the area of Rishus HaYachid, which is more than 4 amas, but up till 2 sasayim. So then the halacha is, it says in the Braisa, mahalach es kula v'chutzala apayim amas, that one is allowed to go throughout the whole entire area. It's considered his dira. And outside of that 2,000 amas, which is the area of Tchumen, that you're always allowed to go from your area, wherever it is, maybe your house, maybe your Dalet Amas, maybe your city, but wherever that ends, which is your area, then you let it go 2,000 amas from out of that. And that is, since you started Shabbos in the ear space of these mechitzas, so that becomes your house, and it's all like your Dalet Amas, and therefore you let it go this whole entire area, and outside of it up to 2,000 amas. But were it more than these two sasayim, then the mechitzas would not help. Because this hekev, this surrounding area, was not made ledira. It wasn't made for dira purposes. We're talking about a cleft in the rock, or we're talking about the walls of the standing grain. So therefore, it only helps up till 2 sasayim, as we said before, that this base sasayim is only something that works. It works only up to base sasayim for something that wasn't created for that, which are walls, but not the best walls. It wasn't made for that purpose. And the reason why we said it has to be from 4 amas and more is because if it was less than 4 amas, then what does it mean that you can go mahalach es kula? What does that mean? What are the walls helping you? Even without the mechitzas, a makam of a person, his place, are 4 amas, as the Gemara later on in Perek Mishra Yitzi will explain. So therefore, it's only relevant for 4 amas, but it works up to base sasayim, because more than base sasayim, it's not going to help you, because it's not the best so to speak, a type of a walls. As we mentioned before, that certain types of walls, we only let you up to Beis HaSayim, which is a case when it wasn't Hukaf L'dira. So, but less than Beis HaSayim, it will help you. Now the question is, that's not like Rava, because these walls were not created for that. You didn't create this cleft in the rock or the walls of the mound. And therefore, yet we see that it does work as a halachic wall. And that's not like Rava, who says, yeah, I have to actually make it. Now that the Gemara says, v'chitem ha'chinam yishasim etchilakachem, you're going to answer as you answered all along. No, here we're talking about that it was made with this in mind, that you made these areas, whatever they are, these walls, with the intention for them to be like that. So, bishlem ha'kam al-chaya, I understand you could resolve that regarding the case of the standing grain, that the way you harvested it, you made it especially in a way to leave the standing one, that it should be walls, so you made it with that purpose. But regarding the case of the mound and the cleft in the rock, what are you going to say? That was always there from time immemorial. It was created like that. So therefore, you're out of luck, in other words, in that response that you were giving all along, that it was made with that, because he didn't make it at all, and yet still we see that it's a mechitza. So therefore, the Gemara says, Eli, you're right. B'mechitza is kula amal le'pligi d'havi mechitza. Although all along we had assumed that it's going to be the same machlekes, the Gemara says, no. Everyone agrees regarding a mechitza, a wall, a partition, that it will be mechitza, even if it was created on its own. And that's like all the cases we had been bringing up until now. Ki pligi bilechi. When did we argue? It was only regarding a lechi. And as the Gemara explained, it's l'shitasim, according to their respective opinions, in the fundamental principle of understanding what the purpose of a lechi is. As the Gemara says, Abai l'tamei, Abai was going according to his reasoning, the amar lechi mishu mechitza. That is, there really are two explanations what the purpose and how the functioning idea of the lechi is, what it is. Abaye says it's because we view it as a virtual wall, although it's just a little tiny stick standing up, but we view it as if it was extending outwards to the whole fourth wall. And since it has the halacha of the mechitza, or mechitza srimi eleh have mechitza, we just proved, as everyone agrees, that a wall that's made by itself is a wall. And but this lechi that has the halacha of a virtual wall, so even though it's there on its own, it will have halacha of a lechi. But Rav L'tamei, Rav going is going to his original reasoning, the Amar Lechi Misham Heki, that he learns the Lechi not because of Mechitza, but rather because of a Heker, that it's a sign for people to realize, wait a second, something is different over here. I see there's a partition, there's something, a stick here. Oh, that's to show me that this Mavo area is different than the Shusaram. Although I could carry here, I cannot carry in Shusaram. So, Iavid the Biyadayim Havi Heker. If you made the Lechi with your own hands, then it's a sign. We realize that this was put here for a purpose. But if it wasn't placed, it just happens to be there. That's not a heker. That's always been there. It has to be something that's intentionally placed over there. And that's why Rava Lishitasi holds it has to be something that was placed there and not that was there originally on its own. So now the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya again, according to either one of the opinion. Now that we have it clear that they're not arguing regarding mechitzas, they're only arguing regarding lechi. Again, the Gemara continues trying to bring proofs. Tashma, we learned. Avnei geder ha'yotzis min ha'geder. Regarding the bricks of a wall that are coming out of a wall, one on top of the other, in other words, like you have an unfinished wall where half of the bricks are coming out, one on top of the other. So if muvdala zumizu pachas mishloisha, if they're separated one from the other, less than three tvachim, there's less than that space from these bricks sticking out, in tzarech lechi achad, then you don't need another lechi because we view them as connected. So then we view it as one large a row of sticks coming up out of the wall, which is halacha v'lechi, because they're less than three tvachim, so we view them as connected. Shloish, if they're more than three tvachim, one from the other, then tzorach lechi achad, then you would need another lechi, because we don't view them as attached, and therefore it won't have the dimensions and the area of what a lechi has to have. Yet, but if they're less than three, we said it is good. Now that's not like Rava, because here essentially you're really having a lechi mi'atzmoy. Having a lechi that just happens to be there, that's how the bricks are sticking out, and yet we see that it's a good lechi. And that the Gemara says, "Hachinam mishabanim mitzkilakach." Similar to the answers we were giving all along with the walls, now we use it for the halacha of the lechi. Here, the builder made it with that intention that we know that this is the walls of the mavo, and here you have this third wall, and you have these bricks coming out. It was made for that purpose, so that it should fit the role of a lechi, and therefore it's not a raya, not like Rava, because here again, it was to serve that purpose. So the Gemara asks, as it was asking regarding when we gave this response regarding the walls, Yachi Pshita, what do you mean it's obvious? If it was made with that intention to be a lechi, what's the chiddush? That the Gemara says, Ma'adu teimel lemeisur binyanuhu davida, that I would think that people would say that why are these bricks jutting out? They're there so that if a person wants to make an adjoining wall, that they can put in, they can connect, because now you have these pieces sticking out, so you could connect, you can make extensions to the building that's there. That's why it's there. But however, it wouldn't be a heker to say that and especially according to Rabbi, who we're answering for, that he holds that the lechi is there for Hecker as a sign, and that is, or else you wouldn't be able to make extensions if you didn't have these bricks coming out. So therefore, I would not know that this is a Hecker of a lechi, because I would say that maybe it was there for building purposes. And that is what we say. That's the chiddush kamash malon, that no, that we will say that it will fit the role of a lechi. We won't say that these bricks sticking out are there to be able to extend the building, and that is, they are have the halacha of a lechi, and therefore it's not a raya, not like Rabbi. So Tashma, again, the Gemara tries to bring a raya. We learn the Brisa, Tanya Bchia. Regarding a wall, that one part of the wall is more inward than the other part of the wall, which basically has the tzura of what a lechi is. A lechi is, let's say, a stick. It could be out of brick. It could be the same element of the wall. So if you have something sticking in a little bit from the other part of the wall, whether that it's visible from the outside, but it looks flush from the inside, that is, that extra part that's sticking out is on the outside, whether that this part that's sticking in more than the rest of the wall is sticking inward, so that the people from the inside could see this quote-unquote lechi, because it's sticking out, and you see, what's this extra piece? Obviously, it's a lechi, but those on the outside can't see it because it looks like just a thick wall. Either way, Reb Chiya brought this braisa that nidun mishim lechi, that it will have the halacha of a lechi. Now, that's not like Rava, because, again, it wasn't intended to serve the purpose of a lechi. It was just that it was sticking out. Whoever was building was clumsy or didn't have the proper tools to know how to build it, and therefore it's just sticking out. So now that's not like Rava, because although it has the dimensions and the criteria of a lechi, but it wasn't purposely made for that. Now the Gemara says, here also we're talking about it was made with that intention to fit that role, and that's why it's a lechi. So then the Gemara asks, what is the chiddush in that? Of course, it's a regular lechi. It has that eerie, and it was made for that purpose. The chiddush is that nir mibachutz v'shavim mibifnim, which is one of the two cases that he said, that nidu mishum lechi, that even if it's only visible from the outside, that is, it's sticking outward, and only those in the outside of the mavi can see this, that there's something sticking out of here. But in the inside, it's flush, because they don't see what's on the outside of the wall. That still, even there, that will have the halachi v'lechi, that's because, as we had learned in Daf Tesma Beis, that is a machloikis. The chiddush of that Braisa Rebchi is teaching you that no, that even though those in the inside cannot see it, as long as either inside or outside is visible, for it will have the halachic status of a lechi. That's the chiddush. Satashima, again, the Gemara tries to bring a raya. The Rav have a Yosef Ahumava. There was an incident that Rav was sitting in a certain mavur. Have a Yosef Rav Huna come in. Rav Huna was sitting in front of Rav. So Amalei Lashame, Rav told his attendant, Zil Aisli Kuzdemai, go bring me a pitcher of water. So Adu Asa Nofa Lechi. But until he came, he was coming with the pitcher of water, the Lechi had come down, which means that basically it wasn't a kashim of, and you can't carry there anymore. So Achvele Biyodi, he showed him with his hand, Kamaduchte, and he stopped in his tracks because he couldn't go anywhere. What he was carrying, he couldn't carry anymore. So Amalei Rav Huna told the Rav, Loi Sovu Lamar Lismach Adikla. Doesn't the master Rav hold that you can rely on the tree which would have the halachic status of a lechi? And that is, there was a tree there that was standing by the opening of the mavi, and therefore it fit the criteria of a lechi. So although the regular lechi fell down, but you could use the tree as a lechi. So why can he not carry anymore? So Amar, so Rav said, Yamihaim Rabbanon, Commander Loi Parshi Intrish Maitz. I don't understand. This Talmud Chacham is like somebody that no one ever explained to him the understanding of the halacha. Misam Chinah Lemi Edmo, did we rely on this tree as a lechi from yesterday? There, everybody agrees that if you didn't rely on it, that it will not have the halacha of a lechi. So what are you talking about? Even if it were to be, but since we didn't rely on it because we had another one that just fell down now, definitely we can't rely on it as a lechi. But the diuk the Gemara brings from that story is, the inference is, the time of delay samchinan, that the reason why you can't go ahead and use this tree as a lechi is because it wasn't relied upon from before Shabbos. Ha samchinan have a lechi, but if it was relied upon from before Shabbos, then it would have the halacha of a lechi, which obviously is like the halacha is like a bayah that he says that you don't have to actually make it, even if it happened on its own, but you relied on it from before Shabbos, that it's a lechi, that's not like Rava. Another Gemara wants to say that maybe not. Maybe let's say that Abai and Rava, when they had their argument, if this lechi could be a lechi or not, that wasn't made, it just happens to be there, when you did not rely on it from before Shabbos. And that is Abai that says it's permitted, even when you did not rely on it from before Shabbos, for him it's difficult from that story, because by that story of Rav, they did not rely on the tree. Yet we hold the halachas like Abai by a lechi ho'im and me'elav, so therefore that's a challenge. as the Gemara says, hasim chino lahav alechi, but that it's only when you did not rely on it. There's where we have machlekes abaye and rava. But if you did rely on it, everybody agrees that it would be alechi, and therefore it's not difficult to rava, because to the contrary, rava is saying that we didn't rely on it. That is, if we relied on it, it would be good. But if we didn't rely on it, it wouldn't be good. That's not like abaye, who says it's good even when we didn't rely on it. How do we know to say that abaye and rava only argue when we rely on it? Maybe they argue when we didn't rely on it. And even their bias is permitted. So for him, the story of Rav is a challenge, but not according to Rav, because Rav agrees that it's going to be good when you rely on it. It's only not good when you don't, which is exactly like the story of Rav. Another thing where it says, Lo yisak adaydach. You cannot entertain this. That definitely, that it's only when you rely on it, that there is where they argue. But if you didn't rely on it from before Shabbos, everybody would agree that it's not going to be a good lechi. Like that story of the tree of Rav, where he said that since we didn't rely on it from before Shabbos, obviously it can't be a lechi. And the proof of this is that they only argue regarding when you had relied on it. Dahu barka dahava be bar chavu. That there was this porch that was by the household of bar chavu. That it, there was a pole there that was supporting the porch that stood by the opening of the mavi, which basically has the criteria of a lechi, but it wasn't really there made as a lechi. It was there holding up this guy's porch that was abutting and by the entry you have the mavi. And yet, it says, the Hava Pligi Ba Abaye of a Rav, a Kulish night, and that Abaye and Rav argued all their years, is it a good lechi? Is it not a good lechi? Right? So if it was all their years, obviously it was something that you had time. It wasn't just happened on Shabbos. You were relying on it from before Shabbos, and still they had this debate, will it work or not? So therefore, you see that Abaye, when he says it's mutter, is when we relied on it, is something that we knew about for a long time. And still, in that case, was where Rav said it's asa. Obviously, you see that their argument is only regarding when you rely on it, not when you don't rely on it. But that story of Rav seems to be like Abaye, not like Rav. And as Rashi says, the halacha follows Abaye in this halacha, that even a lechi ha'imin me'elov will be considered a proper lechi, as long as we had relied on it from before Shabbos. And the reason why Rashi says, because as the Gemara says, that yal kagam, by these six cases of yal kagam, which is yud, ayin, lamed, kuf, gimel, mem, there the halacha falls like Abaye, and the lamed of yal kagam stands for lechi, which is for this side post, that even if it's ayin me'elov, it just happens to be there, but if you rely on it, it will be a kasher lechi, not like Rabba. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, talking about the hechsher of lechi, the proper requirements for a kasher lechi to permit carrying in the mavi. So the Mishnah begins, Bakol oisin lechiyayin. With anything you're allowed to use it as a side post, whatever it's made out of. A filib davashish beruchaim, even something that has living breath in it, it could be a living thing. However, Mei says forbidden, you can't use a living thing as a lechi. The Mishnah continues and says something that has a living spirit in it, it also will contract tumah with the halacha of what's called a goyil. Now that a goyil is the covering of a tomb of a coffin, and that is if you make this living thing as a goyil for a kever, for a grave, it will convey tumah forever, like the halacha of a oil hames as the mess itself. And even after you took it away from there, as the Gemara says in the Braisa in Perek Behemah Makasha in Chulin, it says in the pasuk kol asher yigal pnei hasada, which comes to include what's called goyil of a daifik. And as Rashi's opinion is, a goyil is the covering of the coffin of the grave. Now that will be that even if it's a living thing, it will be metame because of the halacha of goyil, which basically gives it the same status as the mess, as the corpse itself. And we continue on to Amud Beis where the Mishnah continues. But Remeir Matar, Remeir says that no, this living thing will be tar, will not have the status of a goyil to be tame as the mess itself. And the reason of Remeir, the Gemara Masech Tesukah explains, all these cases are because he considers a mechitza that's through a living thing is not a mechitza. We don't consider that as a proper partition because the living thing, it doesn't necessarily stay here. And therefore, it's not going to be kosher to use it for our purposes over here of lechi. And it also won't be considered a covering of a grave to be considered that type of mechitza as a oil mess, and therefore it's going to be tar. And the Mishnah concludes, v'kaisen lav gitei nashim, you could also write on the living thing a divorce document for women. But Rabbi Yisrael says it's invalid. A living thing cannot be used as a divorce document for a woman, as the Gemara will elaborate on the sources of these different opinions. So the Gemara begins quoting a braisa similar to our Mishnah and elaborates on it a little bit more. Tanya, learn the braisa. Remeya Omer Meis says, "Kol davar sheyesh beruchaim, anything that has a living spirit in it, ein oisin oisai loydoifin lasukah. as we explained, that this is what we're explaining in Remeir, he doesn't consider a proper mechitza if it's a living thing. And therefore, you can't use it as a wall for a sukkah. For loy lechel amavi, as an arm mishnah, you can't use it as a side post for a mavi. Loy pasen lebirois, you can't use it as the post for the wells that we said regarding the oil regalim, that they had the special diyumdin. You can't use that either. But like oil kevin, you also can't use it as a covering for a grave, as we said in our mishnah, that won't qualify. And that is, in other words, if you make this living thing as a gail, then it won't have a chalois, it won't have the shame of gail on it, although obviously you're using it to cover the grave, it won't have that shame of gail to have that tumah. And a gail, again, is anything that it's used as a covering, as a board over the corpse. The Braisa continues, Mishra Rabbi Yosef Glila Amr, in the name of Yosef Glila, they said, Af ein koishnu la b'gidei nashim. As it says in our Mishnah, you can't use a living thing to write a divorce document on it. To which the Gemara asks, my time at Rabbi Yosef Glila, what's the understanding? Why does he say that you can't? It's invalid, a living thing to use as a divorce document? Why would that be? And that the Gemara brings the Tanya as we learn the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk Sefer, that is when it talks about a divorce document in the Torah, it says, because of la Sefer increases, that you will write for her a book of separation. Now, a book, Sefer, is mashma, that it's a cloth, that it's parchment. And therefore, the Braisa says, Ein li ela Sefer. I would think that only the way you could divorce a woman is if you use an actual piece of parchment. Minayin l'rab is called Davar. How do you know to include everything that you could write a divorce document on? It doesn't have to mean just a piece of parchment. Tamalem of a kasavla, it says in the Pasuk that you should write for her. Mikom akum, in any way, whatever it is that you're writing on will be good. So then what does it come to include Sefer, which is mashma a book or parchment, which we just said that you are including everything you could write on it? It's coming to teach you the following halacha, that mas Sefer, just like by a Sefer, a piece of parchment, and it's not living anymore, it's just the skin of an animal, and it's also not a food item, that comes to exclude anything that's a living thing or a food item, that they are not included in the halacha of being used as a divorce document. And that is the source for Rabbi Yosi, that he says that from this, that it says safer, a safer is not living thing, and it's also not a food item. That's why you can't write a divorce document on the living thing. But according to Rabban, that they say you are allowed to write a divorce document, even on the living thing. What's pshat in them? Because they say, miksiv basafer, does it say basafer, that you should write it in a book, meaning on a piece of parchment? That is, they're telling Rabbi Yosi that had it been written because of lacrisis basafer, that you should write a separation in a book. So yeah, right, that would be mashma, a megillah, a scroll, that's what should be used. It doesn't say basafer, it says safer ksiv. It's written safer, which means that now that it's written safer, what the understanding of that word is, lesviras dvarim ba'amahu da'as, it's coming to include just the retelling, the conveying of an idea is what the pasuk is coming to say. That is, the word safer, if it would have said basef, it would have meant that it's an object, but it doesn't say that. It says safer creases. Now, safer has many different definitions, and one of them is sipur, of telling over. And what the pasuk is saying, that you should write for her, as it were, to say, because of la divrei creases, you should write for her the words, the message of separation. But it doesn't say exactly where you have to write it. And therefore, it's mashma, even just from the word safer, that wherever you want to write it, you can write it. It doesn't say ba safer in a book as an object. It's talking about an idea. However, then that brings us to the Gemara's next question. Then, Rabbanan hai v'kasavla mai darshibe. So what do the Rabbanan, what do they expound from the words of v'kasavla? And that is, since the word safer is not coming, according to their opinion, to say that it has to be a cloth, that it would sound like it's saying just a parchment, and therefore it doesn't say that it has to be there and it can be anywhere, so why does it have to say v'kasav, which according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosi was coming to include everything, you could write in everything, but it should have just said in the pasuk v'nosan la sefer krisus, that he should give her a sefer krisus. In other words, according to Rabbi Yosi, we know why it has to say v'kasav, because since it said sefer, which is mashma only cloth, we have to write v'kasav la, any type of writing. But then why did it say sefer? To exclude these two criteria of the fact that it can't be a living thing and it can't be a food item. But according to Rabbanan, from the word sefer, we include sipur, whatever it's telling over, it could be written on anything. So why do you need the ribuy of v'kasav? It should have just said v'nosan. Now the Gemara says that humi boyle, they need it for a different halacha. That b'chsiva miskereshes, that a woman can be divorced only with writing. V'ein miskereshes b'kesef, but she cannot be divorced with money. And that is, if he gives her money and says, I want you to be divorced with this money, that doesn't work as a divorce. Now, why would I think that would work? I would have thought, because since divorce is compared to marriage, and that is because in that pasuk that talks about divorce, it follows with v'hoyis lish achet, and then she goes and marries a different man, which is kedushin. So we see there's this comparison in the pasuk from divorce to marriage. So I would have thought to say maha vaya bekesef, just like marriage is with money, and that is the Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin of Beis learns, kicha kicha from Stay Ephron. That is, it says the word in by marriage, you use the word yikach. And when Avraham Avinu was buying Marsa Machpelah from Ephron, it also used the word yikach, which kicha kicha says, just like there was with the purchase of money, here also when he marries a woman with the purchase of money. So af yitzia b'kesef, I would have thought just like by marriage money worked to take her in, so to send her out, it also worked with money. Kamash b'lon, that's what I needed you to say, b'chosav la, then no. You can't divorce with money, just like you got married with money, you have to divorce just with writing and not with money. Which the Gemara goes back to Rabbi Yosef Lili. Rabbi Yosef Lili, hi svar minale. Where does he know this svar that you're not allowed to get divorced with money and it has to be just with writing? He can't say it from Vukasav Allah because he already used Vukasav Allah to include any type of thing that you could write on. And that the Gemara says, Nafkele misefer krisis. He learns it out from the words of the pasuk of sefer krisis, from the fact that it puts the word, juxtaposes the word krisis next to the word sefer, which comes to teach you that sefer karasa, that only a sefer, in other words, writing on something, is what can separate her from you. Ve'in dava acha karasa, but no other thing can separate her from the man, which basically means to say that money cannot be utilized. It has to be a book, a writing. Again, it doesn't have to be just on klav, as we included from a custom law, you can write on anything, again, besides oichlin and living things, but it has to be through, the creases has to be through a sefer, not through money. To which the Gemara goes back to the other opinion. Rabbanan, high sefer creases mibayle, what do they use this word of sefer creases for? They don't need it for that, what Rabbi Yossi says, because they already learned it out from elsewhere. For that, they need a ledava hakaris beinoy lebeina. That it says sefer creases to say that this sefer has to be, this divorce document has to be something that is separating him from her, which is that you can't put in any conditions in the divorce document that will still bind the two of them, because you need a total separation. It has to be a krisis, which is a total separation. Look at the Tanya has learned in the Braisa. Hareza gita chamanashali tishti yainav. Let's say a husband made a condition on the divorce. He says, look, this is your divorce document on the condition that you don't drink wine, or amanashali techel beisavich, or on the condition that you don't go to your father's house. I never got along with him. So then it depends. If it's la'olam, if he made this condition forever, you're never going to drink wine again, or you're never going to go to your father's house, ein zeh krisis. That's not a good divorce document, because all the days of her life, she still bound him, she still attached him, because of him, she can't go ahead and drink wine, and this condition is forever, and therefore they never really separated, and that's not a krisis. Kol shleshim yom, but if his condition was only for the next 30 days, hareza increases, then that is a separation. Because, and that not only that it's a good one, it works even now. It's going to be a good get even at this moment. Because since it is words of separation, at least in 30 days from now, then she's permitted to another man even right now. That's what we learn from Sefer Krisis, that it has to be something that's separating, not binding them with a condition of an eternal condition. Which goes back to the other opinion. Rabbi Yosef Glili, where does he learn it out from? Nafkalei mikaris krisis. He learns out this extra limud of that it has to be separation with no conditions from the fact that it could have used the word sefer karis. Instead of used the word sefer krisis, what's that extra plural? What's the extra krisus? That comes to teach you both halachas that he said. One is that it has to be something that's karis beinoy lebeina, that it separates the two, that there's no conditions between it. And also that it has to be safer that karisa and not davarachu, which is that it excludes money from using as a divorce. To which the Gemara goes back to the other opinion, but Rabbanan, Karis Krisis Leidarshi. They don't make that drasha. It says Sefer Krisis, that's the way the proper syntax of the Pasuk is supposed to be. Sefer Krisis, although it could have said Sefer Karis, but that's not the better use of the word. It makes more sense, Sefer Krisis. Therefore, they don't make this drasha to say, oh, so both ideas. And therefore, they're left with their respective opinions regarding this Machlekes. But this was the whole Hishtalshlis, this the result of what the original machlekes was regarding, can you use a ruach chaim, a living thing, for divorce documents? And then we worked out all the different places where they learn out the halachas that relate to again. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, speaking about the mechitzas, the walls of rishuyas of different domains. So our Mishnah begins with a topic that will continue on to the other Mishnahs of Shayara, of a caravan, that there were certain leniencies Chazal put in place regarding people that were out in the open and they didn't have areas as Rishus HaYachid, that they made certain leniencies. As our Mishnah says, Shayara Shechansa Bebikar, regarding a caravan that was encamped on Shabbos in an open area, an open field. The Kifu Akli Behem, and then they surrounded, they made like an area that they closed in with the vessels that they used for their animals. Metal L'Metoich, you let it carry inside of it, it's considered a good Rishus HaYachid. Obavad, but there are conditions, there are criteria that it needs to have. Shehe gedru gavaya asar tfachim. It has to be that the walls are 10 tfachim high, which is the only way we view as mechitzas. And v'layu pirtzis yisrael albinyan, that the gaps in this encampment, in the enclosure, cannot be more than the building itself. And that is, even if the pirtzes, the gaps, the holes, the doorways, if you may call them, are less than 10 amas, even so, you can't have more open space than closed space. As the Mishnah says, that this is a general rule, called pirtze shehi ka'eser amas muteres. Any breach in the wall, in an enclosure, that's 10 amas is going to be permitted. Because we view it not as a pirtz, not as a breach, as if the wall is breached and it's not an enclosure, but rather we view it as an opening, as a doorway. And also it also has to have, as Rashi says, that it has to have more oimid, more wall space, than open space. However, but if it's up till 10 amas, we'll view it not as totally destroying the whole enclosure, we view it as an opening, which you have to have openings. Yesh mikan aser. But if it's more than 10 amas, if you have even just one pirtz, so one opening, that's more than 10 amas, it will make the whole hekev, the whole enclosure, invalid. Even if the majority of the area is oimid, is closed, and only have the small one little gap, it doesn't make a difference, as the Gemara will explain later from a brisa, that you have to have A, that it has to have oimid merubah laparetz, the enclosed area has to be more than the open area. And even if you have more that of the oimid, but there's one breach that's more than 10 amas, that will totally invalidate the whole entire area, because that's considered a breach in what's enclosed. And only it's 10 amas and less will review it as a pesach, as an entryway, and will be a kashra enclosed area. So now we said in our Mishnah this idea that paritz meruba alo oimid is possible. That if you have more open area than closed area of the walls, that's invalid as an enclosure. So now the Gemara brings a discussion related to this. Itma we learn. Paritz ki oimid. Let's say the open area is the same, equal to the enclosed area. And the whole entire surrounded area is made like this. You have 10 amas of closed, for example, 10 amas of open. 10 amas closed, 10 amas open. So you have the exact amount of what's open as closed. We have a machlokes in the Gemara. Rav Papa Amamut. Rav Papa says that will be a good enclosure. Rav Huna Bredi B'Shu Amar Asi says, no, that's not going to work as enclosure. It's not enough if it's paritz ki oimid. As the Gemara explains, Rav Papa Amamut, Rav Papa said that it's going to be good because Hachi Agmir Rechman L'Maisha, this is what Hashem taught Maisha, as the Gemara said in the beginning of the parak in Daf Dalet, that Mechitzes, the partitions, and their halachas are halacha L'Maisha Mesinai. So you want to know how Hashem taught it to Maisha? He said as follows. He said, Loi Tifretz Ruba, don't have the majority of it open, which basically means, but if they're equal, then it will be good. Rav Huna B'Radi Rishu Ama'as, he says, no, it's forbidden if it's equal. Because Hachi Agri Rechman L'Maisha, this is how Hashem taught Maisha, that Gaderuba, that the majority has to be closed, which is Mashma, that, but if they're equal, then it won't be good. Nothing more tries being approved from our Mishnah. Now we learn our Mishnah. V'loyiu Pirtzis Yisrael Albin, that we said regarding this encampment of the Shayara, that as long as you don't have more open space than closed space, which is Mashma, the inference is Hakeb Binyan Mutter, but if it was equal, that the open, the pirtz was as the same as the building part, that there would be permitted, not like Rav Huna B'Radi Rav Yeshua. Another thing where it says, look, Loi Tema Hokeh Binyan Mutter, don't say that it's only a problem if you have more open space than closed, but if it was the equal, it would be Mutter. Ela'ema Im Binyan Yesa Ala Pirtzah Mutter. In other words, it means the converse, that it means to say that, no, it's a problem if you have more open space than closed space, but what would work if you have more closed than open, that's where it's permitted. But Aval Kabinyan Ma, but then the Gemara says, so what are you saying? But if it was equal, then what would be the halacha? Then would be us. So that you're trying to say that the problem is when you have more open than closed, but what's good is when you have more closed than open. But then what are you saying? The middle ground is when they're equal, then you're still trying to say it's forbidden because you're trying to answer if it wouldn't be the Yeshua. But then Ihachi, listening, lo yi pirtz is kabinyan. But then the way we said in the Mishnah shouldn't have said that if you have more pirtza than binyan, that's a problem. It should have said the bigger chiddush that even like, that you shouldn't have the pirtza the same as the binyan, because even there you're saying that it's awesome. So Shemot says, Kash, you're right. Definitely a difficulty. It's not like in a taisav. It's not a tiyufta, which totally says that we have a complete proof because it's not definite. You could say that it's trying to exclude when it would be more walled than open, which would be good. But if it was equal, then it would be a problem. But then still, it's a little shver, like they say, because it should have said it a bigger chiddush, even when they're equal, that it's going to be aser. The Gemara continues, since it's not a complete proof, the Gemara continues into the coming daf also, trying to prove which one of these opinions of parts kaimed, if it's mutter or aser, is correct. Tashma, we learn the Mishnah in Sukkah. Hamakara sukase b'shvudin. If someone goes ahead and covers his sukkah as a roof with spits, oy baruches hamita, or with the sides of a bed. And that is, these spits and these aruches hamita are puzzled to be used as schach. And the reason is because since they're kalim, they're full-fledged vessels, and therefore they're mekabel tumah. And we learn in the Mishnah in Sukkah and Daf Yud Aleph that anything that's mekabel tumah cannot be used as schach. It has to be things that are raw, that are psoilus garin b'yakov, that are not full-fledged kalim, that are mekabel tumah. So therefore, let's say you roofed it with these items. So then, im yesh riadach b'neim k'maisin, if there is equal space between the spits the same dimensions as the spit between them, meaning that it has space where you can go ahead and cover it with kosher schach, then the sukkah is going to be kosher, because you know you have kosher schach also. But what you see is that that's a case of paritz kaimit, that you have the same amount of non-kosher schach as the kosher schach, which is basically this halacha of paritz kaimit. You have the bad area, the open area, which is not kosher schach, as the same as the yomit, as the closed, which is a good roof for the sukkah. And because here, we're having the sukkah, that the pasla schach is the same as the kosher schach, and still we say it's permitted. That's also a question, Travhu in the Brei of Yeshua, that he says that it's going to be pasul when you have paritz ka'imid, yet here we have a case of l'chayr, what's a classic paritz ka'imid, you have the same amount, and it's going to be a kosher sukkah. Another thing Gemara says, Hachamai eskinan kishenichnas v'yaitze. When we said that that you have the exact amount of space that's between the spits, or the sides of the bed, that yesh revach b'neim kemoisen, as the spit itself, it doesn't mean exactly the same amount. It means enough to be able to put in the schach, let's say using bamboo stick, in between, enough room to go in and out. That is, you obviously have to have a little bit more space, because or else you won't be able to get it in easily and out, because if it's exact, it won't be able to fit it. So therefore, since you're having a little bit more of the kosher schach than the spits, since it's not exactly, therefore what the case is really being is really oymen meru balaparts. That's what we meant to say, meaning if you have enough to put in, you have a spit, that's two tvachim, and then a two tvachim later, you have another spit. If we're saying that you can fit a two tvachim of kosher schach, it means enough to be able to wedge it in. So therefore, you're getting, again, more than two tvachim of space. In other words, whatever the area of the shvut is. So again, you're not having the same amount, since it's nichnas v'yaitzeh, that you could easily get it in and out, it's going to be really more oymed, more kosher schach than the pasul schach. Which Gemara asks, But it is possible to be exactly. As Rashi explains, the Gemara's question is that we thought that what the teretz of nichnas v'yotzi was, the Gemara was saying as follows, that wherever it says kemoisan, as it says over here, that regarding these spits or these sides of the beds, that we said you have space between them, which is exactly like it, kemoisan, it always means nichnas v'yotzi, that because it's not the derech of people to be exacting, and therefore when it means it has the same in between it, it means a little bit more. Therefore, the Gemara's question is, but you could be exact. You could make that it won't have anything more than the actual spit, and then we're learning it says kamoisin, which is exactly like it. So therefore, it is paritz ka'imid. It is the same amount, not any more oymid, not any more kosher schach than the pasul schach. And that the Gemara says, no, what we meant to say was, Amr ba'ami b'madiv. You're right. If it was exact, and you could be exact, it would be pasul, because it's paritz ka'imid, as Rav Huna Bar Yeshua's opinion is. But here we're talking about that you did it a little bit more. That Rav Ami is saying that our Mishnah was when you weren't exact, and yeah, that you made a little bit more in the space between the spits. And when our Mishnah in Sukkah was saying kemoisan, it means that the amount of the shvudin that would easily be able to go nichnas v'yetz in and out, again, that would make it more oymid than paritz, and that's why it's going to be kosher. But if it was exact, then as Rav Huna Brei Yeshua's opinion is, it would not be good. Another test the Gemara brings for this question, for Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, is that Rava Amar, Rava says, Imhayu, if the spits were in the sunan arv that they would put horizontally, then noisen and shasi, then you put the schach kosher in a vertical position. Shasi, noisen arv, in other words, if it was going to be in the length, then you put in the width. If it's in the width, then you put in the length. As Rashi explains that if the spits were placed shasi, in other words, in the length of the sukkah, then you put the kosher schach on the arv, on the width. And then even if you're not going to have any more space, you're still ultimately going to have more kosher schach. That Rav is saying, no, you don't have to say that kemoisin means really anything more of space. But since what we're doing is we're doing a crisscross, so you have this spitz on top of the sukkah, but then you put on top of it, in the opposite direction, the kosher schach, that you have to have more, ultimately you're going to have more kosher schach than pasul schach, because since you put the schach kosher on the width, when the pasul one is underneath it on the length, it wouldn't be able to be on top of it unless if you actually put it on top of the last spit on either side. So therefore, it's going to have more, or else it won't stay on top of it, more kosher schach than non-kosher schach, and that's why that's Rav's answer, Rav Huna Brei Yeshua, although it sounds like it's kamaisen, it obviously has to be more, and that's why it's really a case of imen merubala parts, more schach kosher than schach pasul, and that's why it's going to be kosher. Again, the Gemara continues trying to bring a ride to this machloikis regarding paritz ka'imid when they're equal. Toshma, we learned in the Braisa, Shayarish Shechonsa Bebikar, regarding a caravan that they're encamping in the open area. Vikifu Begamalim, similar to what we discussed before, they surrounded it with camels, pukafis, with saddles, and we continue on to the top of Tezayin Medalf. Ba'avitin, with cushions, and these are pillows that they would place under the saddle of the camel for the camel. Beshlifin, or with the packages of the camels, Bekonim, with reeds. Bekailachis, or with vegetable stalks. Either way, whatever it is that you use to surround this encampment. Metal metoich, you're allowed to carry inside of it. Ubavad. But at least, shleihei bin gamel legamel kumlai gamel, as long as you don't have between each camel the space of a camel, and similarly, you bin ukav leukav kumlai ukav, you don't have between the different saddles a space of another saddle, ubin avid laavid kumlai avid, and that you don't have, similarly regarding the cushions, the space of a cushion between them, which basically is telling us that if it was parts kaimid, if it had the same amount of a cushion between the cushions, that would be puzzle. That sounds like a friend of Rav Yeshua, and not like the other opinion, that when it is parts kaimid, that is going to be usr, because here we're saying that it shouldn't be the same amount. So we see that parts ka'imid is possible, is not kosher. And the Gemara says, Nohachinami kishen nechnas v'yetzi. Here also we're talking about that it was able to get the cushion in very easily between the other cushions. That is what we're saying it cannot be. Because if you were able to fit in another cushion between the cushions, or a camel between the other camels, that means it would have more space than really what a camel is to be able to get it in. And therefore that's really going to be a paritz ka'imid. That's going to be more pitz than aimid. That's why it would be a problem. But if it was paritz ka'imid exactly, not paritz merubal aimid, then it would be kosher like the other opinion. And therefore it's not a raya, Trav Huna, Bered, Rebbe Yeshua.